was nice. You know, it's rough, but I mean, you know, I just got to keep on working, you know, and everything will come along.
What is the strong suit of your game? People have spoken very highly of you.
I would definitely have to say lead blocking.
You enjoy it?
Of course I enjoy it. I mean, I love football.
Right. What kind of a mentality do you have to stick your nose in there play after play?
I feel like I'm pretty much a sixth lineman, you know, just in the trenches all the time, you know, have to get the job done. Pretty much doing the dirty work that no one else wants to do.
What is the biggest adjustment as you walk out of that field?
The speed of the game, definitely.
I guess there's a thought that you might become a quick cult favorite just because you love, like you said, going to the hole and blowing people up. Do you like that fact and that label? Did you kind of get that in college as well?
I mean, as far as the label, pretty much don't matter. You know, I just feel like as long as I'm getting the job done and the team, you know, is progressing, I mean, that's really all that matters to me.
Do you have people in college come up to you, you know, like fans or something like that, and say, man, we love how you just blow people up and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I hear it a lot.
Yeah. The general comments.
Oh, pretty much they just love how I'm blowing people up and, you know, things like that.
When did you start know you could blow people up? When you were a little kid?
Really and true, I really never actually sat down and thought it, but I just was out there just having fun playing football, you know, doing what the coach asked me to do all the time.
Can you describe what it feels like when you're coming through the hole and you're face-to-face with somebody and you splatter them?
Really and true, I don't even think about that. All I think about is, like, you know, what my assignment is and things like that. And really and true, a lot of times I don't know I blew them up until I see it on film, because during the game, I really, you know, I'm so in tune to doing my job, I have no idea that, you know, what the outcome is.
How encouraging is it that you're going to probably be a large key to not only special teams, but helping the running game get back to where they want to be?
I mean, it's nothing but encouragement for me, you know, just making me want to work harder, you know, to try to be the best that I can be, like I said, just to help the team.
Quinn, did I read where one of your hobbies is sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a bit of an unusual hobby. Can you talk about that?
I just enjoy sleeping. You know, I love to get my rest. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm on my way through right now, you know, just to get a rest before the next practice.
So you're working on your hobby a lot now that you're a factor?
Definitely. I have to work on it a lot now.
What are the keys in your hobby?
Just being tired. That's it. Working hard and being tired.
Quinn, have you got your arms around yet what it's like to be a Green Bay Packer? Do you know what the Green Bay Packers are about and what the fans are like?
I mean, like, the first day of practice, I pretty much saw what the fans was like. Ever since the first time I came up here, I mean, welcoming you with open arms and everything, so, I mean, you could pretty much see the camaraderie around here.
Thank you, Quinn.
No problem.
Thank you very much.